You're doing something that you would do without being paid $300 or $400 or $500 a month. And when you talk about dress, they all dress. Oh, everybody dressed nice. You had to dress nice. You have, you know, is a point of now shirt, tie, and hat. A lot of times it was hat at that particular time. And I think one of the important things is that it was a close-knitted group of people. There was no such thing as a jealousy, or no such thing as not being together as a team, not only on the baseball field, but off the baseball field. And I think that's one of the things that I missed tremendously when I first got involved in baseball. Because, you know, even in high school, when you play a game and the game is over, you go to a soda fountain and you have sit down and talk and have a soda. When I was in the Negro Leagues, the same thing. You went with the team, with the player when the game was over. There's not much of a drinking aspect. Not too many guys that I know on the Eagles were you know, did much drinking. The drug thing was you never heard of drugs. The only time that you would hear about drugs or anything to that type would be musicians, and they would say there would be, I think they called them reefers at that time. But athletes-wise, didn't do it. The one person that they tell me, now I know how true it is, that were a heavy drinker, and they said after Jackie got the opportunity was Josh. I think Josh, they think he got a little depressed because there's no question that he was the best player in the league. There's no question about that. Of course, Satch was too, but Satch had a different time as far as age is concerned. But the drug situation, we didn't have any problem with. There are not a lot of baseball players that I know that did a lot of drinking. There were some, you know, that did it, but not a lot. It wasn't a big deal as far as, you know, comparing today with the situation back there then.
Larry, can you?